This is Dr. Barb.
And this is Maggie.
Coming up on today's edition of Women and Money, the shit we don't talk about, our guest is Audrey Faust of Grateful for Money.
We are so glad Audrey is with us today. She is a money mindset coach. We can't wait to dig in and learn all about what she does and how she works with women.
Yeah, Audrey's going to talk about how women are, you know, taught at a young age all these negative messages about money and success and how it has really sabotaged us and our ability to be financially successful.
It's so crazy. It confirms all these messages women are taught at a young age when we are young girls and how it's really suppressed us moving forward financially. So then we can also just talk about some positive ways we can start talking about money.
Yeah, change your mind, change your money. Let's do this.
Gloria Steinem once said, "We will never solve the feminization of power until we solve the masculinity of wealth." Barbara Provost and Maggie Nielsen are the team at Purse Strings that will help you navigate the ins and outs of financial independence so that you can be financially fearless. This is Women and Money, the shit we don't talk about.
Let's jump right in and welcome Audrey Faust. Because changing the way we think about money and our mindset can change our whole life.
Absolutely.
We are so eager to hear from you and hear about your expertise and your insights. So let's get started by, could we get a little intro from you, Audrey?
Thanks, Barb. Thanks, Maggie. Thanks so much for having me on. This is so exciting. Yes, I specialize in helping female entrepreneurs with their money mindset. And they struggle with, a lot of times the women I help are struggling with their pricing or overcoming any kind of money blocks. And as I'm sure you are both aware of, women really struggle with pricing and they really struggle with how much they charge for their services, much more than any man does. So,
Yeah, it's so interesting. Why do you think that is? Why do women struggle more with money and pricing and costs and things like that than men do, especially those of us who are entrepreneurs now?
And it also goes with career women. They struggle with that as well. So in both sides of the coin there, because as women, we were always taught not to make money, not to make more money, not to make more than our significant others. So we were taught to play small, right? And not play big. Like the men were always taught to play big. They're the providers. They're the ones that are supposed to be providing for their families in traditional settings. I don't think that's true anymore. I think there's a lot of women out there now, myself included, that are now the primary breadwinner.
Right. Well, it's definitely an evolution because women were, and it's cultural too, right? Women were taught to, you're going to be in the home and providing for the home, which is wonderful. It's great for women to do that. And, you know, the men will take care of you. But as things have evolved over time, our roles have shifted and our abilities to create our own income have shifted. And yet our minds around money have not really shifted.
Another point in there is, the pricing today, it's not even for one person to be working anymore. To kind of raise a family, you do need two people working as well. And many women love to come out of the house and, you know, just be out of the house and do something else. It's very important that we start getting paid what we're worth and charging the right price because these money mindsets are outdated. It's overdue. And that's exactly why you do what you do.
Exactly. Well said, Maggie. Well said.
Thank outdated. You. And so how do we start, you know, breaking these down and having these conversations? Because, I talk to a lot of women throughout the day and, you know, there's a lot of things of, you know, well, somebody else makes the money. So if I'm at home, it shouldn't be, you know, my decision because it's not my money that I earned. Or I get told just to don't worry about it. Or, you know, we've all been in that office room where someone has told us just to kind of be quiet and be under the radar and not bring up these conversations because they're typically taboo. How do we break that down?
That's a good question. So, women are always taught to be small, to be quiet, to, you know, even from a young age, Sheryl Sandberg is one of the mentors I absolutely love. And, you know, one of her quotes is, young girls are told if you're bossy, like not to be bossy, right? So So try, if your daughter is bossy, try telling them that, you know, they're a leader and not bossy. It's a leadership trait.
I love that.
Yes, I've heard it say, here's to the girls who always said that they talk too much, you know. Now we celebrate them, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. That's awesome. You know, and it starts with us. It starts with being aware of your thoughts, which actually your thoughts create your actions, which create your results. So if we're aware of our thoughts and what we're saying and how we're saying it, who we're saying it to, that is really like the first step. So whether we're a mom or, you know, if you don't have children and you're in front of your nieces and nephews or whoever, the younger generation, like lift them up, let them know it's okay to have a great career, a great money mindset. It's okay to have money. So there's nothing wrong with it. I always say money is a tool. Mm-hmm. It's a tool we can use however we want.
You know, it is a tool. And I always say, I liken money, all right, this is going to sound crazy, to fat, right? If you don't have enough fat in your system or on your body, you can be in big trouble. This is the same thing with money. If you don't have a lot of money or any money, that could be a problem. However, if you have too much fat, that can cause a lot of problems too. Too much money often has caused a lot of problems in families. So you really need, you know, what you need for your own life and what it is that you want to move ahead and to really feel comfortable and feel successful in your life, whatever that is for yourself.
You bring up a great point, Barb. A lot of people look at money as evil, right? Like you're not supposed to want money. They look at it as evil. Rich people are evil. But what if when you bring in a lot of money, you're able to donate to more charities, mm-hmm. right? You're able to provide jobs for other people.
Right.
So you can make money work as a tool however you want to make it work for you. And there's nothing wrong with wanting a lot of money or having a lot of money because you can do great things with that. Like I said, providing jobs and giving it to charity. Like if that makes you feel better. Good
yes.
about it.
So let's dig into how we change these money mindsets. Give us some of your best tips and tricks and tell us how we make these changes.
Great. So yeah. So the first step is to be aware of your thoughts. So I recently became certified as a neuro coach. And that is around what's built up in your subconscious. So a lot of times we're not even aware of what we're thinking.
I was just going to say, I think this is the hardest part because even the money mindset blockers.
Yes.
Some of them really click when somebody says them that they're a mindset blocker, like all rich people are evil. It's like, I didn't even think about that, but I did have that underlying thought until you mentioned it. I couldn't catch it. So I feel like step one is like the hardest part, but I'll let you keep going.
Okay. Yes, exactly, Maggie. Step one is the hardest part. And we're never, you know, this isn't something we learn in school, right? To be aware of our thoughts. So, you know, I learned this quite a few years ago working with a mindset coach that, hey, you can change your thoughts. So like, that was like life-changing for me when I started recognizing my thoughts and the fact that I could actually change them. They didn't control me. Mm-hmm. So the first, like I said, the first step is being aware of your thoughts and write them down. Like if you're not working with a coach, a way just to do it yourself is just write down how a certain thought or a certain, you know, thing makes you feel. Mm-hmm. 'Cause like the first thing that happens is you have a thought, right? And the next thing that happens is it creates a feeling. Mm-hmm. So whether it be a good feeling or a bad feeling, mm-hmm. So whatever that thought is, notice how you feel around it.
Yeah. Do you find also that there are triggers that trigger these thoughts? Like, I don't know, if you go to a fancy restaurant or something and you look at the menu and it's really super expensive, is that a trigger for some people? Like, I don't normally spend this kind of money on my food or something like that. I mean, I've grown up in a way that was pretty frugal and, you know, spending this kind of money on food is not something I should be doing. I mean, are there triggers like that that you find?
All the time. Yes, all the time. And a way around those triggers, Barb, is you can think about all the other things. So you are paying this amount of money for the food that's being served to you. There's nothing wrong with that. you're paying money to a business that's providing you with this food. That business mm-hmm. is employing a chef,
right?
A bartender, a waitress. So you are then providing money for those people.
Right.
So like, that's a different way to look at it. Like, oh gosh, like I shouldn't be spending this much money on a steak.
Right.
Well, you are providing money for others that may not be able to afford that steak, but it's just another way of giving. If you look at it that way,
you're providing
for others.
I love that shift in mindset, because it's not really about you and you spending your money. It's about what your money is adding value to in terms of the restaurant, who it employs, and all the other kind of rippling effects that it provides for others as well. That's amazing. That's a great way to reframe it and look at it. Thank you for that.
Sure, sure.
So Audrey, do you have any examples of women who have really changed their mindset to really reach abundance and really notice the difference of how their mindset has really reflected, you know, how their life has turned out?
Yes. Thanks, Maggie. Thanks for asking that. I have a great recent story of a woman I was working with who wasn't aware of what was holding her back. So I'd love to share that story with you.
Yeah.
This was a woman in her 50s, and she has been an entrepreneur almost her entire life, 30 years. So I was working with her, and I could hear it in the background as I was listening to her. And I was like, there's something around this. She was talking to me about how she's had several businesses, one even $1 million revenue business, but yet she has yet to make a profit.
Cool.
She kept reinvesting the money in her business and reinvesting the money in her employees, but she would never give herself any money.
Ugh.
So every business that she had in this $1 million business, she couldn't even sell it. It turns out she ended up had to just dissolve this last $1 million business. And she came out of that in more debt. Every time she had a business, she would come out of it in more and more debt. So we dug around a little bit, and I'm like, okay. So I said, what's the earliest you can remember? Because a lot of mindset goes back to our childhood. And that's why I say most of the time, it's not your fault. So I said, what's the earliest story you can remember that you got money, but yet whether even a job, like what's the first experience you've had working or in, and like, tell me about that. So she said, yeah, the first experience I had, I worked in a fabric store when I was in high school, but I would never even bring any money home. I would spend my entire paycheck in that store. She was actually reinvesting. She was reinvesting her paycheck in the store she worked in because she loved it so much.
Oh.
Now her father was also an entrepreneur. So she decided as she, you know, got a little older, like she's like, that's the route for me. I want to follow in my father's footsteps and I want to be an entrepreneur. So she started all these different businesses. Every single one ended in the same way. And I said, well, tell me a little bit about your father's businesses. And she goes, yeah, my father had a business that ultimately went bankrupt.
Hmm.
And I was like, there it is. She didn't even realize that her father had programmed her, like from whatever he said to her as a child or whatever, that if you have a business, you don't bring anything home.
That's amazing.
It was mind-blowing that for 30 years, she was kind of carrying this around. The good news is now we identified it and we can rewrite that story for her by reprogramming her mindset differently.
So what are some of the steps you took to help her reprogram?
Well, we're still working on that, but what you do is you find evidence of the opposite. So you find evidence of, you know, sometime where money came to her and it wasn't like hard and it just came to her and where she actually did get money. And then, so we work through that and we find evidence of that. And then we do what's called a brain prime. So, and this is a tool that I've learned through my neurocoaching certification. And you take all this positive, like not even affirmations, I guess they are, and evidence, and you record an audio around that and how you actually want to be not actually how you are. Mm-hmm. And they usually, your recordings are usually around 5, 10 minutes long. Mm-hmm. And you listen to that recording once in the morning and once at night. Mm-hmm. And in 67 days, you'll have rewritten those stories in your brain.
Interesting.
Wow. Very well, yeah.
When you're saying that, I'm thinking about a record player and the whole record and recording and how we're listening to, you know, these recordings our whole lives as we're being raised and we're understanding exactly. that music and that sound and those words over and over and over again, and how we need to have a new recording, a new script that will lead us to some new behavior. So that's really, really interesting, that work. Wow, powerful.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. And, you know, most people don't realize that 90% of everything we do, however we act, however we are, is coming from our subconscious, all the decisions we make. And our subconscious was formed at a young age.
Yep.
So, and the only way to rewrite that is to really get into that subconscious. And that's what the audio recording's about. It's about, you know, listening to that when you get up in the morning and before you go to bed at night are the best two times that'll help you rewrite those stories in your subconscious for new ones.
That is super cool and very interesting. So besides being a money mindset, how else do you help work with women so that they can be financially fearless?
So I help, you know, female entrepreneurs around increasing their income and their pricing. So that's one way. I've also kind of on the side, if I know sometimes there's career women listening, I've kind of mentored different career women to ask for raises. Mm. So if we're going in this career path a little bit here, even though that's not my niche, you know, the one thing that the one thing that bothers me about, you know, women don't make the same as men. And that's a fact.
Yep.
But women don't ask for it either.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Thank you for saying that.
That's the biggest problem there is. And I just love to help women like step up into their worth, whether it's, you know, in the corporate world or in the, you know, entrepreneur world, like step up and ask. Yes.
That's exactly what this podcast is about, is the shit we don't talk about. Like, why aren't women asking for more money? Why aren't they just negotiating? I mean, there's so many opportunities. I've read lots of articles on how women don't even get a better price for their home when they're selling it because they don't negotiate enough and they lose out. So the money mindset around self-worth and negotiation and how to really ask for what it is that you deserve, that's very powerful as well.
Yes.
Another shout out to all those girls who were taught that they were bossy.
Yeah.
This is where you need to step up and use that, talk about it, be that loud girl, woman.
Yeah. Yes. And, you know, there's a whole business. Shout out to Ladies Get Paid. They're helping women every single day ask for what they deserve in the workplace.
Yes. And another fun fact is, you've probably heard this before, is men apply for a job if they're 60% qualified, whereas women feel like they have to be 100% qualified to apply for a job.
I've heard that so many times.
Yeah.
And it's about, you know, just stepping into your confidence that you don't need to know everything on that paper. You learn and grow into your job and make it your own and to be more confident to step in and apply for those positions as well. And I've heard that over and over and over again. And again, a money mindset thing, right? A whole mindset thing.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes. You don't have to be 100% qualified.
Yeah.
You can figure it out along the way.
Yeah. So change your mind, change your life. I mean, even when your feet hit the ground in the morning, you know, it's going to be a great day. I feel great about myself. You know, I look great. I'm going to have a fabulous, wonderful day. I'm going to be healthy. You know, all these positive mind mantras are so, so important. And money is a big one. So any parting thoughts you have for our listeners today, Audrey?
Just don't be afraid to step into your worth. Investigate your worth. Whether you're a female entrepreneur or working in the workforce, know what you're worth and ask for it. And, you know, female entrepreneurs, like the price range out there is crazy. And, you know, you could have somebody doing the same thing, charging, you know, like $25 an hour and somebody else charging $125. So look, if you're charging 25, look at the 125 woman and aspire to be there. And what does that mean? Like improve your mindset, work with a coach, work with a coach who's already got, who's already there. Mm-hmm. I can't tell you enough. Like, I want to grow my business to 7 figures. That's mm-hmm. my goal. Mm-hmm. So right now I'm interviewing coaches for myself that are going to get, that have gotten to that 7-figure mark.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah. So that's the fast way to do it, is to work with a coach who's already gotten there.
Yeah.
And you can learn so much. They can help you so much. And it's mind blowing to think about, gosh, what if I could work with a person that's already where I want to go?
Yeah. Play up is what I say, you know, play up. And the other thing, and I tell Maggie this all the time, is, you know, you're the average of the 5 people you hang around most, you know.
Exactly.
Are you playing up? Are you in the right realm, around the right surroundings that you should be in? So I love that. Okay. So what's the best way that our listeners can reach out to you, Audrey, and learn more about money mindset and work with you?
Yes, I am on all the socials. So I am, my handle is grateful4money, all one word.
Love it.
That's my website, gratefulformoney. That's .com. My handle on Facebook and Instagram, Grateful for Money. I'm on LinkedIn, Grateful for Money, as well as you can find me personal profile, Audrey Faust.
Yeah. Awesome. Thank you so much, Audrey, for coming on today and talking about money mindset, getting this podcast started, and reminding women we got to, you know, play up and know our worth and get paid our worth. And so I think this has been a wonderful way to start. And just for those of you who don't know, Audrey is also one of our Purse Strings approved professionals. So she is one of our approved financial professionals who is part of our Purse Strings network. And that's because Audrey focuses on the female market, and we really want to promote her expertise and services to our communities, because we know Audrey has the capabilities and the knowledge, expertise to know what women want from their relationship with different financial professionals that they work with. And yes, because, you know, money mindset is part of these financial professionals, because as we've talked about today, that's such a big component as well.
Yeah, it really is. And they can find Audrey at pursestrings.co and on all our social media channels. So we're on Insta, Facebook. We have a Facebook group. We are on LinkedIn. We are tweet a little bit now and then. So yeah, look for us, pursestrings.co. That's where you'll find Audrey, as well as all of our other Purse Strings approved professionals.
Thank you, Barb. And thank you, Maggie. I really appreciate it being on here. This has been awesome. One last parting quote I want to share with everybody.
Sure.
Is, whether you think you can or you think you can't, you're right. One of my favorite quotes from Henry Ford.
Yep.
It's all about the mindset.
All about the mindset. True. So if you're going to think anything, make it a positive thought, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. Thanks, everyone. Thanks for joining us, Audrey. Until next time, be financially fearless.
Information is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute tax, investment, or legal advice. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action.